KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's mostly cloudy and 32 degrees. We look for skies to become partly cloudy today with a high of 50. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest at around 7:40 p.m. Tuesday of 39-year-old Jared Michael Nyquist. The Red Oak man was taken into custody in the 700 block of East Oak Street for animal neglect resulting in death. Nyquist was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond. And a traffic stop resulting in a brief pursuit Tuesday in the 1900 block of Broadway ended with the arrest of 46-year-old Jason Lassiter from Red Oak. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said Lassiter was arrested for eluding, reckless driving, and unlawful possession of prescription drugs. His bond was set at $1,000. Red Oak Police assisted Montgomery County deputies in conducting that arrest. Council Bluffs police were dispatched a little after 6 p.m. Tuesday to the area of 1222 North 31st Street on a shots fired call. Prior to officers' arrival, witnesses informed the 911 center that two unknown men were seen running from one of the apartments in the Northgate apartment complex towards the parking lot. Officers were informed that one adult male had been shot. Officers arrived along with medics, and the victim was located and transported to Mercy Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The identity of the two men have yet to be determined, and there were no other injuries reported. Detectives are currently investigating the incident, and no further information is available at this time. The investigation is ongoing by the Criminal Investigation Division. If you have any information that and were in the area at the time of the incident, you're encouraged to contact Council Bluffs PD's Criminal Investigation Division at 712-328-4728 or Crime Stoppers at 328-7867. The Atlantic School District's Board of Education will meet this evening at 6 o'clock in the High School Media Center, and that meeting will be streamed live on YouTube, the link for which is in the same story on our news page. On the agenda is action on approving the resignation of Mike McDermott, head high school football coach, school-to-work coordinator Joanne Runyon, Achievement Center custodian Lindsay Williams, and the board will also act on contract recommendations for Laura Jewell, preschool para educator, Adam Smith, middle school wrestling coach, and Tracy Perkabile as a car driver. The Atlantic School Board will also discuss and act on Superintendent Steve Barber's recommendations for an extension of the mask mandate that was first implemented November 26th and renewed three times thereafter for about 30 days each. Barber will ask the board to renew that to the mask mandate policy through the end of the school year, and that policy requires face coverings whenever social distancing is not possible. They'll also act on an emergency sick leave recommendation and several other matters during their meeting this evening. Republican Governor Kim Reynolds used last night's condition of the state address to press for a law requiring schools to offer 100% in-person instruction.
I'm asking the legislature to immediately send a bill to my desk that gives parents the choice to send their children back to school full time. We can't wait any longer, and our kids can't wait any longer.
Reynolds criticized schools, mainly in Iowa's urban areas, that failed to reopen all day, Monday through Friday this fall. She's asking legislators to no longer allow urban schools to deny open enrollment transfers to neighboring districts, and the governor is calling for education savings accounts that would give parents state money to cover private school tuition.
If there's one thing that the pandemic has taught us about education, it is that our parents need choice. And it's not just in-person versus virtual. Sometimes it's about which school to attend altogether.
Republican lawmakers cheered the governor's education agenda. House Democratic leader Todd Pritchard of Charles City said the governor is taking an adversarial approach toward public schools and teachers who are on the front lines of the pandemic.
We would love to have 100% in-person learning. We know that that is the preferred method, but we need to make sure that it's done safely. So I think instead of dictating by fiat to these schools across the state, this is how you're going to do it. Let's support them. Let's support their plans.
And Pritchard said Democrats will oppose diverting public tax dollars to private schools.
I don't think, you know, we can have it both ways where we can put more burdens on public schools but then take away funding. That's really concerning.
Governor Reynolds spoke for more than 41 minutes last night and offered a long list of priorities, including making child care and housing more affordable and more available. She also called for spending $150 million in each of the next 3 years to boost broadband. Taking a look at the funeral announcements, Eva I. Manhart, age 88, of Neola, died Sunday. Funeral services for Eva Manhart will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Minden United Church of Christ. Hoy Kilnoski Funeral Home in Council Bluffs has arrangements. Robin Henningsen, age 57, of Walnut, died Friday in Omaha. A private family memorial service for Robin Henningsen will be held at the Peace United Church of Christ, and that service may be viewed on the Reconvene Funeral Home Facebook page beginning tomorrow at 10:30. Jerry Rosenbeck, age 76, of Exira, died Friday in Omaha. Funeral services for Jerry Rosenbeck will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton. Dorothy Grogan, age 72, of Audubon, died November 26th. Celebration of life services for Dorothy Grogan will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Neoma Vanderheiden, age 90, of Harlan, died December 31st. A mass of Christian burial for Neoma Vanderheiden will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Elamar Sudman, age 85, of Walnut, died Saturday at CCMH. Graveside services for Elamar Sudman will be held Saturday at 1 o'clock at the St. Paul Lutheran Cemetery in Trainer. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Tim Sweeney, age 58, of Audubon and formerly of Messina, died Thursday. Private family services for Tim Sweeney will be held at a later date, with Steen Funeral Home of Messina assisting the family. Daniel Hazy, age 65, of Erling, died January 6th. No services will be held for Daniel Hazy at this time. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan is assisting the family. The news was brought to you this hour by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.